We've got a good team. I've said from day one that we create chances, and we have done the whole time. It could have been five, six, seven today, but thankfully it was just a two, and we got the 3 points out of the relegation zone, which is, we're on our way up now.
Just how sharp do you feel at the moment? Obviously, you've scored goals in your career before. You'll have been on runs like this, but at the moment, how good does this compare to other runs that you've had?
For me, it's about consistency, doing what I know I can do, and I'm doing it at the moment. It's the team that we're making chances, and thankfully I'm there to put them away, and that's what I came in to do. So I'm repaying the manager and the club for bringing me here, and I'm grateful for that. And every minute I get on the pitch is valued to me. So as I said, we're doing well. We just need to keep it going now.
Seems like you really enjoy it here.
Yeah, I do. That's why I came back. Everyone's great. The fans are great. The club. I know everyone, and the boys have been fantastic since I come in, and I'm just really enjoying my time here now.
Just tell me about what happened after the Charlton game in terms of getting this loan extended till the end of the month, because there was all sorts of rumours. You will probably have noticed them in the newspapers and on Twitter and all that. One rumour saying that you were going to go to Nottingham Forest as soon as the window opened. Did you have other alternatives that you could have gone? You could have gone to this club, you could have gone to that club, as well as Sheffield Wednesday.
No, I never. Obviously, you see what people. It takes one person to write a story on a social network, and it becomes headline news. But no, I kept my head down, let my agent do the work, and I said to him I wanted to stay and extend, because I'm in good form, I'm enjoying my time, and thankfully it got extended, and that's how it is for the next 28 days.
Was there a part of you at all that thought, I'm playing so well at the moment, I want to go back to the Premier League and have a crack there?
No, if I get called back, I get called back. I want to play football, and whatever happens will happen. But as I said, I'm here. I'm playing for Wednesday, and I'm scoring, and we're winning, and we're getting ourselves up the table, and that's the most important thing at the moment.
And while you are playing and scoring, would you be open to extending it even further? Because I know what's going to happen at the end of January. The fans are going to be saying, what's going to happen with Connor Wickham? Is he going to be staying? What's going to happen there? I mean, it's a long way off, but are you sort of open to this maybe being even more long term than it is at the moment?
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know the ins and outs of the contract. My agent sorted it all out. I just get told, you're staying for another 28 days, which I had no arguments with. I had no worries in staying, and helping the team. And we've got a great team. I just want to be part of going forward. And as I said, we're at the relegation zone. It was a name 5 6 weeks ago. We could have got the win at Charlton, but we came away with a good point, and today we've got the 3 points, and now we just need to take it on and keep progressing.
I spoke to the manager about the run that you're on, and obviously when he took over from Dave Jones, the club was 6 points adrift of safety, and now Wednesday are fifth from bottom. He said that it was all down to the players, but how much credit does Stuart Gray deserve?
An incredible amount. He's took over. He took over the group of lads that he's been with. All the lads respect Stu. We know what he's about. He knows what we're about. So it wasn't as if someone coming in, we had to adapt. And obviously we had to adapt, losing a gaffer. But Stu took over. He gave us instructions from the first minute. We had a game which we went out and beat Leicester 2-1. So ever from then, the lads have been committed. Good. They've remained positive, and I think it's showing now on the pitch. Our performances are picking up, and we're looking more of a solid team.
Would you like to see him get the job permanently?
Yeah, at the mo that's I think most of the lads see it that way anyway at the moment. There's been no talk of managers in the changing room or anyone wants to see. So as I said, it's just down to us to go on the pitch and do the football, and the people upstairs will do that, and it's down to them. But as I said, the Stu's got the backing of the boys, and we're picking up, which we're looking solid. So that's all we can do.
Even if you don't talk about it, would it help to sort of know what's going to happen, at least until the end of the season?
I don't think you can. We can't predict football, but there's all sorts of rumours. There's favourites, there's bookies, and whatever. But as I said to the boys, we don't pick the manager. That's for the people upstairs. But we just go out on the pitch, and if someone comes in, then they come in, and they're taking over a good team that's picking up and looking solid.
Is there an opportunity now? I know it's the cup next weekend, but after, or sorry, the next game rather, but beyond this sort of cup game and looking at the rest of the month, is there a real chance for Wednesday to pull away from the bottom three now, to continue the run? You've picked up 5 points over Christmas, to try and put some distance between you and the other teams down there.
Yeah, I said after the Leicester game that you know, we might have been 6 points adrift, but as I, you know, I said that we've got a good enough team to go out there, and in 5 6 weeks we've got points over Christmas we can pick up. And you know, I said and I meant what I said, and we've gone out there, we've picked up our performances, we've done well, we've worked hard on and off the pitch, and we've put the performances, we've got ourselves out of the relegation zone now. As I said, we're fifth bottom, so it's just down to us now as a team to keep climbing that table. We don't want to be anywhere near the bottom, so you know, the higher we can get up that table, the better.
Just one final one. Last season, Sheffield Wednesday had Ross Barkley on loan, and not a lot of people knew a great deal about him, apart from the fact he was a high-rated young Everton player, came here, did well. Now look, you know, where he is, playing for Everton and playing for England. Do you see this as a sort of another young player who's been involved with the England setup, you know, was with a Premier League club? Do you sort of see this loan as a real opportunity for you to perhaps do something similar?
Of course, you know, Ross is a great talent. I've been with him since under 17, 16 level of England, so you know, I can't compare myself to him. He plays a different position, but for me, it was about coming here, playing games, playing football, scoring goals. And you know, thankfully, I've played every minute of every game I've been available for. And you know, a great deal of that goes down to the staff and putting the faith in me to play week in, week out. And you know, I'm repaying them with goals. But you know, what happens off the pitches and getting picked in England squads or going back to the Premiership, I'm not thinking about that at the moment. It's all about me playing football here and doing my job here, and what happens off the pitch is nothing to do with me.